you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life First podcast. And today, I'm pretty excited today because, well, I had one of the best birthdays of my life this week. Oh my gosh. There was actually harmony with my three kids and we spent some time on the ocean. And so we put our toes in the sand and felt the sun on the water and our toes. It was beautiful. I can't even explain, like, when I was a younger mom, how much store I would put in having a good day. Like if Mother's Day, like having the perfect Mother's Day or having the perfect Christmas or all this pressure I would put on myself. It was really interesting because I've done so much energy clearing this year. So for my birthday yesterday morning, I gave myself like 2 hours of energy clearing time. It was so beautiful. And I just cleared chakras and I cleared old pain and I healed just by spending that investment of time on energy clearing. Right. So have you been sort of shortchanging yourself on your healing journey? Are there spaces you could heal if you took more time to heal? Yeah, that's kind of a big question, right? Because life goes on so quickly and we have so much going on. It's so challenging to stop and just allow ourselves the space to heal. Whew, right? So I just want to say, like, for me, the result of a lot of the work that I've been doing, in my personal opinion, was this most fantastically amazing day, my toes in the water with my kids in the ocean. We like this couple of beaches north of San Francisco, and it took a while to get there. It was interesting. There was some traffic, and the kids were like, "Oh my gosh, Mom, let's just go home and eat tacos." Just go to the grocery store, Mom. Like, there was all this like pull towards just doing the norm and just being the same. And I just didn't do that. I said, you know what? It's a special day and let's just choose something special for today. And the results were just beautiful. And my kids don't always get along. I don't know if you have kids. They generally have their little tiffs, and my energy can still be influenced by that. So they were all laughing yesterday and playing and doing the funniest things in the car. Oh my gosh, they made the funniest jokes in the car. I basically was entertained the entire evening. So I just want to invite you into that space of healing where the way that your life unfolds starts being so magic and starts being so new. Just step into that with me. I invite you to go back through some of the podcasts because some of them are very powerful. You know, I think I'll do another money clearing one because I did one a couple weeks ago and it was so heavily listened to that I believe a lot of us get stuck in that area. It's our second chakra area often. It might have to do with parents not valuing us. The third chakra is so important too. That's our self-worth. The fourth chakra is our heart chakra. That one, oh my gosh, that one always needs to be healed, right? Then we've got our throat chakra, and that's our self-expression. That one needs to be healed too. Now, and many of you like me probably do pretty well with the crown chakra, and that's the connectivity to source. And many of us feel so beautifully engaged with source energy that sometimes we don't take the time to let it come down and be in our entire bodies and let it be in our whole lives and our whole worlds, okay? So let's go ahead and enjoy that sense of being in a body at the same time being connected to source, right? And then I'm also guessing a lot of you are really good in your third eye space. That's space between our eyebrows, and that's where we receive information that we can't possibly know. Oh my goodness. So today I just kind of wanted to do a, hey, if this is working for you, keep going, keep healing, keep clearing, keep it up, stay with it. It's really worth it. You'll have these beautiful days like my birthday yesterday, which for me is just going to stand there my entire life as one of my most beautiful days of my life. So that's it. So thank you so much. So glad you're listening. Look forward to lots more from me. This is Erica Glessing on Energy Clearing for Life Force. And you can sign up for a session if you'd like, a healing session all on your own, just for you. Go to energyclearingforlife.com/product.